This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani apologized Tuesday over massive power outages during a heat wave that have drawn widespread criticism and triggered street protests. Officials have blamed the blackouts on surging demand for power, along with low rainfall cutting hydroelectric output and illegal cryptocurrency mining farms accessing subsidized electricity. Rouhani said in remarks carried by state TV that people are right to complain. Angry residents gathered in several cities protesting the outages, which often did not follow blackout schedules announced by the state-run electricity companies, according to Iranian news outlets and posting on social media. Protesters claim the frequent power outages have caused many problems, including water cuts in apartments, spoilage of meat and poultry and other items in refrigerators, and damage to household appliances, according to the ISNA news agency. Britain's government is scrapping rules for self-isolation for those who are fully vaccinated next month. Currently, people who are notified they've come into close contact with someone who tested positive must enter self-isolation for 10 days. Britain's health secretary said Tuesday this rule no longer applies next month if they receive both doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. Those under 18 years old will no longer need to isolate unless they test positive, a change from school children needing to repeatedly isolate and miss school because of reported cases in their classes. The health secretary says those who have come into close contact with an infected person will instead be advised to take a test as soon as possible. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The weather is getting worse in southern Florida Tuesday as Tropical Storm Elsa lashes the Florida Keys, prompting a hurricane watch for the state's upper Gulf Coast. The storm is also causing new threats to the ramped-up rescue effort at the collapsed South Florida condo building. Rain is expected to soak the rubble of the Champlain Tower South, which collapsed June 24th, killing at least 28 people and leaving 117 people missing. The crews have worked through the rain, but they must pause when lightning threatens, and a garage area in the rubble area already filled with water on Monday, according to officials. Elsa's maximum sustained winds increased to 60 miles per hour or 95 kilometers per hour early Tuesday, and a slow strengthening is forecast through Tuesday night, and Elsa could be near hurricane strength before it makes landfall in Florida. Cuban officials evacuated 180,000 people against the possibility of heavy flooding from a storm that had already battered several Caribbean islands, killing at least three people. But Elsa spent Sunday and much of Monday sweeping parallel to Cuba's southern coast, sparing most of the island from significant effects. Lebanon's prime minister warned Tuesday his country is a few days away from a social explosion, calling on the international community to save a country in deep economic trouble. The World Bank has called Lebanon's financial crisis one of the worst depressions of modern history. Its currency has lost more than 90% of its value, and more than half of the population has been forced into poverty. Anger over fuel shortages has led to fights at petrol stations, and the prime minister appears to be warning of more unrest. Lebanese politicians have been unable to agree on a new government since last year's catastrophic Beirut port explosion. The European Union's foreign policy chief told Lebanon's leaders last month they were to blame for the political and economic crisis, and some could face sanctions if they continued to block steps to form a new government and implement reform. And Israel agreed to a COVID vaccine swap with South Korea Tuesday, sending 700,000 doses of the Pfizer jab to Seoul in return for the same number in the coming months. A statement from Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's office said the deal, the first of its kind for Israel, would allow for more effective use of the vaccine stocks of both countries. Israel had a huge supply of Pfizer shortly after its approval last year, following an arrangement with the producer to share data about its impact. That helped Israel roll out one of the world's fastest vaccination drives, but also raised concern about unused stock expiring. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.